Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch. 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Josh is on Zoom again, swingers, stupid world records, and standing on one leg. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Tom. God knows I'm not perfect. I guess I can be difficult and maybe a little demanding. Well, sure, some might say tyrannical, but I don't get it. I try to be a nice guy, but it seems everybody's pissed at me. My friends are pissed, my partner's pissed, my mother's pissed, my lawyer's pissed, my waiter's pissed, my dog is pissed. Everybody's pissed at me. My baker's pissed, my family's pissed, my plumber's pissed, my fisher pissed, my barber's pissed, my brother's pissed.
It is very plain to see.
Everybody's pissed at me.
I think we can all agree.
Everybody's pissed at me.
Strong you are. Today,
I am sick of all your bitching. Here's a check. Go away.
Your boss is pissed. Your kids are pissed. Your neighbor's pissed. Your sister's pissed. We'll bet even God is pissed.
Everybody's pissed at me. When I wrote my pissed off list, I'm sure there's someone that I missed, and that will probably make them pissed.
It is very plain to see.
Everybody's pissed at me.
I think we can all agree.
Everybody's pissed at me.
Very justifiably.
Everybody's pissed at me.
Your friends are pissed, your partner's pissed, your mother's pissed, your lawyer's pissed, your waiter's pissed, your dog is pissed.
Everybody's pissed at me.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hi.
Live from his dining room.
Yeah. It looks like you're doing some kind of deposition, Josh. Kind of a sterile background.
Yeah, I didn't want
a distraction
behind me to distract you.
Yeah.
And little did I know that no distraction is
right.
distracting you.
Yes.
Right. It takes very little to distract him, and it's almost anything. Actually, there's Willie Griswold.
You can't give him any ammo, Josh. No. You can't give him anything in the chamber.
I thought I hit it.
And here's Tom.
Thank you very much, Chick McGee. Mm-hmm. We are continuing our in-depth sports coverage.
Yes.
Dear fellows and Christy.
Hello.
Did you know that at a campground displaying just one pink flamingo outside of your camper is a sign that you are swingers?
Really?
I cannot keep up with this.
I did hear that.
I have a shirt with a pineapple and I wore it on a show and someone's like, oh, are you a swinger? Are you trying to hook up? And it's like, no, not everything is a
pineapple
sign.
Pineapple is a sign of hospitality in the South.
There we go. On the cruise ship, it means swinger.
Yeah. I thought pineapple.
Wait, slow down. Wait a minute. What does?
Like an image of a pineapple or an actual pineapple.
Okay, not a flamingo, though.
No, well, that too, though, in certain areas.
How are you supposed to know all these codes?
You're not. I mean, I guess if you're into this, you would know.
If you innocently have a flamingo in your yard as a joke, all of a sudden...
People are knocking on your door and you don't understand why.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man, put those back in. Who the hell are you?
Yeah.
I was wearing this shirt... People were like, oh, are you a swinger? And I was like, dude, just because my shirt says, I want to bang you and your wife, doesn't mean I'm a swinger.
That's right.
Okay.
Jumping to conclusions.
Yeah.
Bang you and your wife.
Oh, boy. Well, would you ever swing, Tom?
No, I think Chick, you and I have established this. You and I do not fit into that category of guys whose dream is the three-way.
I know what he's going to say. That
doesn't mean it's a three-way. That means you're swinging. Swinging is just, could be one-on-one.
Yeah.
Well, let's ask
you and another couple go out on a Friday night, and the next thing you know, you switch partners.
The expert, Pat Godwin, he's
probably... I'm not an expert on that. I'm like you guys. I can barely keep one person satisfied.
We've often said, though, we don't agree on too many things. One, we agree golden retrievers are the best dogs.
True.
And two, one woman is the
one. We can't play zone.
No. I can't do it.
Man to man, huh?
Christy, you?
No, I'm man to man, too.
Okay. Hmm. Okay. Ace?
Those days are over.
The implication being that you, in fact, have been participating in some kind of...
A gentleman didn't say that.
Okay. But I think that you're implying...
No, you said it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, if Ace is talking, we have to...
Oh, that's a man with a deep voice. Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
Why did the sea monster eat 5 ships carrying potatoes?
Why did the sea monster eat 5 ships carrying potatoes?
Because no one can eat just one potato ship.
Again, referencing contemporary culture.
You can only
eat just one, I believe, a Bert Lahr from the 70s.
There you go. That is contemporary.
It's not a joke. That's a nautical disaster. That is a monster.
What would Bert Lahr say about that, Pat Godwin?
You can't eat just one chip.
Pat, you do me a favor. I need another laugh here. Can you do your famous impression of someone trapped inside the trunk of an automobile?
Yes, and it's also an opera singer underwater. First, the trunk. Hey, fly out of here. Now, opera singer underwater.
Okay. Can people hear that?
I hope so.
Of course, yeah.
That's very funny. Thank you, Pat. We'll get a song out of Mr. Godwin coming up shortly. You know, Pat has a bunch of albums out there.
Oh, what? Does he? I haven't really?
Yes, he does. In fact, Captured Live is one of them.
Yeah?
The other one is...
Way Back When?
Way Back When. And he's if one of them is featuring...
What kind of a fight?
The winner of the international songwriting competition.
And I'm not asking, was there a fight? I'm sure there was a fight. But what kind was it, and how long did it last about the titles of your albums, Pat?
Tom was under anesthesia when I asked him when he was having heart surgery, and he nodded. Everything was okay.
He hates the cover of your album, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really hates it. Really dislikes
Way Back When?
Yep.
We fought over it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He wanted me to draw it up with like a mustache and stuff.
Yeah, I wanted it to be funny.
like the content
of the album, you see, uh-huh. As opposed to tragic.
That's not tragic.
No,
picture of him as a kid.
No, it looks like it's going to say sad young man killed by lightning strike, and all they have is his fourth grade picture.
Wait a minute.
Oh my gosh.
That's a much better title than Way Back When. Young sad man killed by lightning.
I am so happy that today, I don't know if it's a slow news day or slow sports day, we are just airing it out, you guys.
Yeah, we're getting to it.
I love this.
We're talking about it, whatever it is.
We're going to get some stuff done now.
All right.
We have something important.
Stupid world record.
Last world record, people. World record. You can't go home, but you can't stay here. Here we go. A Swedish strongman has broken a Guinness world record after throwing a washing machine across a stage in Italy.
Wow, what a manna.
Looking.
What a man.
Okay.
Amana is a brand of washing machine. Okay. It's contemporary culture.
And then Josh had something going on, too.
Now, the best jokes need to be explained.
That's the way it always is.
I don't know if they make a washing machine.
Tom, how frigid are you?
Thank you, Pat.
Johan Espen Krona. And Kevin DeRuiter took turns trying... Whatever. Took turns...
Well, DeRuiter, that's his name.
I don't think it is. I think it's DeRuiter. R-U-I-T-E-R. DeRuiter would be two O's.
Not in U-I. Sweden.
DeRuiter. Not in Sweden.
You know where you find DeRuiter.
Where?
You find DeRuiter.
Tom Fro.
Josh,
you're not that we're not laughing. Josh, your Wi-Fi's tanking, of course.
Were you going to say DeRuiter at the library?
Glitches. At the library.
No, we're losing.
You know, Zoom glitches, not good for comedy.
No.
They're the death of comedy.
Yeah.
Particularly radio comedy.
Kelvin DeRuiter.
Nope, DeRuiter took turns trying to break the record for the farthest washing machine throw on the set of an Italian TV show called Lo Show de Record.
What does that mean?
The recorded show.
Don't know.
I think it means the show of godly
show
records.
Show of records, yeah.
Each man.
Isn't he a god?
Through dominoes. Each man threw three washing machines across the stage.
Wow.
Though DeRuiter, or as Tom says,
DeRuiter,
initially broke the record with a distance of 14 feet, 1 inch.
They call him the Roto.
Espen Krohne managed to throw a washing machine 14 feet, 7.2 inches to earn the title.
Wow.
So, that is really something.
Gee.
Isn't that great?
Gee.
Throwing a washing machine. Or in these parts, a washing machine. Did your mom say wash or wash?
Warsh.
She gets the R in there?
That's cool. Yes.
My mom said it all. Warsh, President Bush. You remember Bush. President Bush?
President Bush.
There was two of them.
Have you seen the video?
Father Bush.
Have you seen the video of this guy heaving?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's amazing. He has nothing to gain. Then he turns the tide, gives it his all, and then the crowd lets out a cheer.
Oh, my God.
Nothing to gain. Turns the tide.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is for Ace, contemporary culture question.
Uh-huh.
This goes way back to when I was a kid, and I forget. Wasn't there a brand of laundry detergent that always came with a towel?
Boxes of Breeze.
Yep.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Yep. Dolly Parton, didn't they?
Dolly Parton
and Porter Wagner.
Porter Wagner.
Yeah.
So after a while, you'd have a lot of towels.
Sure.
You remember Porter Wagner and the Wagon Masters?
Sure.
Sure.
He had the greasy haircut?
Yeah, back in the 60s. Yeah.
Kind of the greasy pompadour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was greasy or not.
And he spelled it Wagoner, like W-A-G-O-N-E-R.
Maybe that's his name.
Yeah. Maybe. You can't spell your name wrong, Tom, if it's your name.
I'm just saying, to distinguish him from, say, Wagner.
I give you Mr.
People don't want to call him Porter Wagner. They're famous for his opera.
You know, I don't think that they were going to be confused.
The three-wheeled Conestoga.
I am going to fake. I'm calling my shot. I'm faking chest pains in 35 minutes. My back.
Once again, for those just joining us, the first hour or so of the show, Josh couldn't use his headphones because. Would you want to explain what happened, Josh?
Gravy had gotten a hold of him last night and bit right into him. So a little
right through there.
Disconnected cable.
So when you said gravy got into your headphones, I want to clarify it was the cat, not once again a
Thanksgiving dinner gone wrong.
Yeah, like a slurp fest where you listen to some tunes and
He didn't drop his
slurps
Raycons
gravy
into his sausage apparently, gravy in the morning.
Okay.
Maybe a soup.
No, you don't.
You're a fat, filthy man. That's what he might as well say.
You are a handsome devil. Don't listen to him.
Not only that, you have to remember that fat people, they are less than. You have to remember this, right?
There's nothing worse than being fat.
Okay. Could we move forward, please?
Well, if we're going to talk about that, it sounds easy, but if you can stand on one leg for 10 seconds, you might live longer. Your ability to do so or not may predict whether you may or more likely to die within the next 10 years.
Now,
uh-oh.
Chick is now standing on one leg.
I think it's got to be higher.
Moving his...
an international team.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh, you're going to die.
Well, Willie, you don't get to play. You're only 20.
Woo! Young man's game.
I got 6 weeks.
An international team of researchers say the 10-second balance test should be part of routine health checks for all middle-aged and older adults. Can you do it?
Yeah, sure.
Prove it.
No, don't prove it.
He's going to fall. It'll be something. Very sad.
I can even do it with my eyes closed.
Oh no.
Go ahead.
This thing where you put your knee on your thing.
You got your hand on the desk.
You got a hand on your desk?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, no, this thing does it all the time.
Are you putting your leg on your... Are you doing this?
Yeah. That's the test, yeah.
Yeah,
ooh, that's like a test.
Flamingo stance.
And people can do it. It's proven that they're significantly hoppier.
Hoppier?
On one leg, you
can
see.
Can you sit cross-legged and get up without using your hands?
I can't sit. I've never been able to sit cross-legged even as a kid.
Because that's another one of the tests. Can you do 40 push-ups?
40 push-ups?
That was another one of the tests.
Who am I, Jack Reacher?
You should teach a class in self-delusion.
Me? Ace is here.
Yeah, that's, well, he's learned from you, I'm thinking. Yeah. You're amazing.
Okay.
Balance is very important as you get older, obviously.
Yeah, so don't fall down.
No. So try practicing balancing on one leg 10 seconds a day, and you'll live longer. Maybe that's what you're
doing. Yeah, the other one is to do. You cross your arms and you close your eyes.
Unless you fall down and die while trying it.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Yeah, don't try to balance on one leg in traffic. Probably.
Or next to your kitchen sink.
Yeah, do it on a diving board. That's the key. Then if you fall...
You hit your head on the diving board?
No.
Find a pool with a diving board.
That's brutal.
Yeah, don't do it by furniture. You don't want $1 million baby.
Why isn't there a guy named... Yeah, break your neck. Why isn't there a guy named Lou Gainis? Why isn't there?
There is. Greg Louganis is a famous diver.
No, he meant...
Lou, first name, you giant dick. Gainis, last name. Never mind. I think I'm having chest pains.
Here's another thing good for your health.
I got to go, Tom.
Keeping your bedroom dark not only helps you get a good night's sleep,
really,
but also may significantly lower your odds of developing
that's a revelation.
Three major health problems.
Try going to sleep in the northern hemisphere
at
this time of year. Good luck.
Sure. For those of us that have to go to bed early, it can be rough.
Older men and women who used nightlights or left their TV, smartphone, or tablet on in the room were more likely to be obese, have high blood pressure, and diabetes.
I've heard,
compared with adults who are not exposed to any light during the night.
I'm going to blow his mind. Yeah. You sleep better if you turn your Wi-Fi off at night. I've heard that.
That's not true.
That's a study. Yes,
sir. Did they tell you that out there? Did they take their tinfoil hat off before they told you that?
I'm telling you.
How do you turn your Wi-Fi off?
You just turn it off.
Unplug it.
There's a button on it. You can turn it off.
You mean you have to go to your
router?
Yeah.
You may have to go out to the garage, get in the ladder, and turn the thing off.
Where's your what?
Don't he's got
well,
a
well. No
thing.
Wonder none of your TVs work if your router's up
in the garage.
In the attic.
Just don't. In the attic.
No, it's in the garage.
Every time he moves into a new place, he pays a guy $10,000, and then his electronics never work for the rest of his life.
Your router is in your garage.
Yeah.
The guy was just
over at my house last week.
Are you talking about the Wi-Fi router or are you talking about your cable stuff?
All the stuff's in the garage.
Well, no wonder it doesn't work.
Have you ever tested your speed in the house with all that concrete?
Yeah, I just had a guy do it,
Yeah, half the year it's frozen, half the year it's melting.
Yeah,
right. That's exactly right.
Well,
that's wild.
Huh. Wait, Chick, if you're saying the Wi-Fi, you sleep better with the Wi-Fi off, is that like because you're, is it because of the, is it just because you're not looking at your phone using the Wi-Fi as much? Is that what it is?
Do you mean turning the Wi-Fi reception on your phone off?
No, turning the Wi-Fi off.
Into your house.
And so even if you turn your phone on, it's on 5G or whatever you have on your phone, yes.
Yeah,
well, because it's radio waves, man.
The good news
is, it's waves attacking your brain.
The good news is I get no bars at my house now anyway. Since
we know.
The alleged improvement.
Yeah, you're not going to be happy till they open up a branch at your front yard
I'd like to be able to use my cell phone at my house.
You
again.
Want Mr. AT&T to call you personally and go, Tom, I'm only now hearing of this horrible problem.
It's me.
Let me.
Bob AT&T.
No, it's me, Alexander Graham. Graham Bell the fourth. I'm on my way.
It's not AT&T.
I'm on my way.
He once shot a man just for snoring. Got out of bed and shot him dead. Well, his name was, I didn't know what his name was. So we just called him Fred. He was riding across the desert on a horse to another town, looking for a woman in a nightgown. The horse's name was, I didn't know what his name was. So we just called him Fred. Oh, now Fred's riding Fred. Well, he got to the town, met a woman in a nightgown. She was wearing a frown, hell, it rhymed. But her name was, I didn't know what her name was. So we just called her Fred. Oh, now Fred's riding Fred. That song's called Fred. That song was written under the influence of marijuana, which has a tendency to make you think things are actually funnier than what they really are. Had you been smoking marijuana at the time of hearing this song, you'd be laying on the floor right now saying, that Fred song is whipping my eyes. Turn it on.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.